Read all that off. Read it off. He got up the next time. He called, he said, "Preacher! Boy," he said, "God plugged me in." Made me feel good. God don't never plug you in. You ain't got nothing to be plugged into. He said, "God plugged me in." He said, "I preached that first time." He said, "God spoke to my heart." I mean, he said, "God told me." He said, "I didn't call you to read one off. I called you to preach." Yeah. It's all right to make an outline. It's all right to study it. But when God gets on the scene, take off right behind him. Amen. Amen. It's the power of the word of God. Isaiah said that the word come forth from my mouth shall not return unto me void. It's not my word. It's God's word. Empowered by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's the voice of God when it's that way. It's not my voice. It's not man's voice. It's not John's voice. It's God's voice. Oh, it's God's voice. Hallelujah. Lord of God. I don't know if it's helping you. If it ain't, act like it, would you? Hey, God doing me wonders. Hallelujah. I'll tell it in a church sometime. I said, if it ain't helping you, just act like it. Praise God. I'm having a time. Voice of the Lord. Thundereth. The voice of the Lord is knowledgeable. Voice of the Lord not only knowledgeable, I'm trying to hurry. Voice of the Lord is kind. Oh God. The voice of the Lord is kind. It was his voice that said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest." It's his voice that calls to mankind. It was his voice that said, "Whosoever will, let him come without money and without price." It's been the voice of God. Listen to me. The voice of God was walking in the cool of the day. And the voice of God's been walking, amen, through every age, through every church, through every community. It's been the voice of God. Amen. I've been some preacher hollering out, but it's God's voice walking in them. The voice of God. It's a kind voice. Whoa! Hallelujah. I got a rest. I told him that church the other day. I said, "I'm fixing to turn 65. And I'm going to go to a Methodist school." Yeah. Get me a Methodist church. I can just stand back and talk. I'm getting too old to be a Holy Ghost filled Baptist. Who was John the Baptist? Who was he? He said who he was. He said, "I'm not the Christ." Oh no. He said, "There's one coming after me. He's mightier than I am." He said, "I'm not even worthy to stoop down and loose the latches on his shoes." He said, "I baptize you with water under repentance." But he said, "He'll baptize you." Baptists don't get scared with the fire and the Holy Ghost. I ain't afraid of the Holy Ghost. I'm afraid we don't get around. But what was John? John said, "I'm a voice. I'm a voice. Cried out into the wilderness. Prepare you the way of the Lord." That wasn't John's voice. That wasn't John's voice. That is God's voice. Amen. Still a walking. Still a walking. Amen. Ooh. It's a kind voice. How kind is that voice of God? Look at the Pharisees. bunch of Pharisees over there in the New Testament. That holier than thou art bunch. Bible said to cleanse. It said in that script, worship him in the beauty of holiness. Yeah. Holiness ain't not putting on no makeup.
Yeah.
I've seen some women, I wish to God they'd get some on.
Yeah.
Don't you men like some? But some years can use a little bit of beautifying. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and all the spirit.
Amen.
You can make that flesh look good. What does the spirit look like?
Yeah.
Them Pharisees cleaned up the outside of cup and platter, but the inside is full of dead men's bones. They boasted how holy they was and dragged a woman in there and said she'd been taken in adultery right in the very act. And the law says, a stoner, what do you say? That kind Lord said nothing.
Amen.
You're right. That kind Lord said nothing.
Amen.
He stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they started disappearing. He stooped down and wrote again. Don't you get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating sin.
Amen.
I'm advocating a Savior.
Yes.
That's greater than sin.
Right.
Hallelujah. That kind voice told me that where sin doth abound, grace does much more abound.
Yeah.
When that kind voice got done, there's no adversaries left.
Amen.
He said, where are those thine accusers?
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, Lord, I have none.
Yeah.
He said, neither do I condemn thee.
Yeah.
Go and sin no more.
Yeah.
That kind voice didn't come into the world to condemn the world. The world was already condemned.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He came to redeem and save men from the sin.
Amen.
Not in their sins, from the sin.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
I'm glad I didn't pick nothing out.
Amen.
That's a kind voice. Where was you at when he come where you was?
Yeah.
What kind of shape was you in when he come where you was?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you,
man.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind voice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank God. With kindness. Oh, listen to me. How about since you got saved? Knock him, come on, get rid of him.
Yeah.
Get rid of them angel wings, them halos.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about his loving kindness since we got saved?
Yeah.
You know what I wish Baptists would do? I don't know how you are here, but I know how they are down there where I'm at, where I pastor. Other man's sins, a whole lot worse than yours, ain't it? A whole lot easier for God to forgive me than it is them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Right. Come on now. Don't you die up on me. Come on. You know, when I look in the mirror, what I see? I see the grace of God. I read something Charles Haddon Spurgeon said the other day. Boy, you talk about it. We're all the time thanking God for what he's done. You do as good every now and then, get down on our knees and thank God for what he ain't done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
He said in Psalms 103, he hath not rewarded us according to our sins.
Wow.
Or according to our iniquities.
Yeah.
He's told his people. We ought to thank God for what, if God had rewarded us for our faithfulness,
yeah.
God had rewarded us. In a manner where we made mistakes. Now listen to me. Sin's more than getting drunk. Sin's more than running out of women. Sin's more than lying and cheating and stealing. Amen. He that doth to do good doeth it not. It's sin. Amen. You've got iniquity in my heart. It's sin. It's a grace of God that forgive us. It's a kind. kindness and the goodness of God. Amen. That voice is kind. A kind voice. How kind is that voice? You'll confess your sins. He said, I'm faithful to forgive you. He said, I ain't got none to confess. Why don't you go home tonight and lay down and go on out of here? You time to go. That'd be a good time to go while you're so clean. I'm not being mean. I preach like this down church. I ain't holding nothing back. How do you know so much about people? Because I'm a people. Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of you.
Yeah.
How many people did you say? 70? How many? I ain't going to count you. 70? There's 70 people in here. There's really 140.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's 70 outward man and 70 inward man.
Yeah.
Hey, 70 wants the things of God and they 70 don't. Huh?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
I've got to quit. I've quit preaching, gone to meddling.
Bless you, brother.
You notice the life of Jacob. He was a trickster, boy.
Yeah.
Jacob was a trickster. When God got the wrath in him with him over there, somebody said, oh, Jacob, boy, I've heard people preach. Oh, Jacob wrestled with God. That wasn't God wrestling with Jacob. Or Jacob wrestling with God, that's God wrestling with Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob had his way, he'd run off.
Yeah.
God wouldn't let go of him.
Well,
he kind of wrestled something out of him. He finally asked him, he said, what's your name?
Yeah.
You reckon God didn't know what his name was?
Yeah,
well, God knows what Jacob's name was.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear Jacob say it. Jacob said, my name's Trickster. That's what Jacob means, Trickster. God wants to wrestle and that'll get you to spit it out. Now you notice this. When God touched Jacob from then on, take your Bible and see when it said, and Jacob said, and when Israel said.
Yeah.
When you come to the final day, the Bible said, and Jacob died.
Yeah.
And they embalmed Israel.
Yeah.
That new man that's going to be preserved. Jacob needs to die, but Israel be embalmed. Preserved, hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's the kindness of God. That's the kindness of God.
Amen.
Kindness of that voice.
Amen.
You say you ain't preaching. Well, don't tell me I think I am. Voice is knowledgeable. I just give you what God gave me coming down the road. I ain't even had time. Voice is known.
Yeah.
It's a known voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
I never heard him come up and say, Larry. But every time he speaks to me, I hear him.
Yeah. Amen.
You see these old floppy things on something? Boy, I got big ones too, ain't I? My daddy had big ears. I ain't never heard God of these.
Yeah. Right.
I got some ears in here.
That
inward man's got ears, and I've been places. That's one thing I thank God. He made me sense the Spirit of God. Sometimes I can sense God moved in. I mean, before he ever manifested himself, I sense him move in. There's something in here.
Yeah.
When he moves in, it's like a big old hound dog stick them ears up and say, here.
Yeah.
He that's ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they'll not. I'll go hear any man preach, but I don't hear him preach five or six times. I don't ever since God get on the scene. I ain't going no more.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, I know there's times we're way up here, times we're right here, times we're way down here. But you go hear a man preach 10 or 12 times, and they never sense no God. There's something dead up the creek. Something wrong, brother.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Oh, what a sweet voice, even in the land of sin now. I was on the ladder with them there pint, helping the boy get finished with the house. Wanting to move in it. The first pint. And somebody got up on that ladder with me. I didn't see him. But he got up on that ladder, and he put something right in there. And it was just real warm. And the Holy Ghost got on. I tell you, when he speaks, hallelujah, You know it. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Well, thank God, he said that he put his sheep in a sheepfold. And when he come up and spoke, he didn't have to drive them out. They followed him. I remember one time, I'll tell this, my sheep know my voice. We ought to live where we can hear the voice of God. When he tells us to witness, when he tells, have you ever been watching the TV program and that voice said, you need to go up there and pray. And if you ain't careful, you'll go ahead and say, well, I'll go after the program. Yeah. When the program's over, it's too late. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. His voice is knowledgeable. I like that verse. He said, he's biting the flames of fire. Yeah. There's been a few times in my Christian life, Lord, I felt like I was in fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the voice of God coming out, he just said, his voice is knowledgeable. He knows right where we're at.
Yeah.
His voice is so kind. Even though he knows sometimes we're not where we need to be, yet he says, if you'll come this way,
right.
I'll help you. Oh,
God. Thank you, Lord.
I know you failed me. I know you've come short. I know you haven't. You know that. I just come to let you know that. And I come to let you know that if you'll just come to me,
yeah,
I'll fill you afresh and anew with my spirit. Yeah. I'll fill you with love again. Listen to me. Remember when you first got saved?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. How far have we drifted? He said, my sheep know my voice. I heard a fellow say a while back. I didn't say this, he did, but I'd never thought about it. He said, I believe when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, he said, I believe in that shout, you'll hear your name. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
But the Bible does say his voice is like the sound of many waters. The Lord descends from heaven with a shout. Every one of his children might hear him say, all right, come for you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You in the scripture where it said there's a stone given to him and said in that stone there's a new name, there's a name written nobody knows but them. I can't prove this, but I like it. Let me believe it. When I was born in the Hart Sprouse family, they named me Larry Stephen Sprouse. Give me a name.
Yeah.
I believe when I was born into God's family, I believe he'd give me a name. I ain't never heard him call that name. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit that when I finally see him and when we get out of this old fleshly thing, that I hear him say whatever that name is, and I say, well, I praise God. That's what you've been calling me all these years, and every time you call me, I heard you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You say you talk crazy. I feel crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
I enjoy myself. You ain't no happier than what you believe. Listen, that's what God put on my heart to the service. I just. The Bible said in Hebrews 1:1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers,
right. Yes.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Yeah. Amen.
Let's listen to him. He said in Hebrews 12:25, see that refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Hebrews 3:7-8, I'm not going to read the whole verse. He said, wherefore, and I like this, wherefore as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
God's voice is in the Scripture. God's voice comes from the Savior. And God's voice can come from the saints while the Spirit of God is speaking Scripture through them. God's voice is thunderous. God's voice is tender. And God's voice is timely. Now, if I had to pick this out, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if God put this on my heart for this service tonight, there's somebody in here, God wants to speak to you, and He wants you to hear Him. He wants to do business with you, and you don't hear Him, you're not in trouble with me.
You're right.
You're in trouble with Him.
Yeah.
And I know beyond anybody knows anything about the Spirit of God knows I have not been operating in the flesh. The Spirit of God put this on my heart. I was always standing, somebody come to the piano. God speaks to your heart tonight. I want you to come around this altar. Church, it might do a lot of us good to come around this altar tonight and say, oh, God, speak to my heart. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your love. The God tonight, His voice is thundered, and I'm serious. I think He's thundered in somebody's hearts tonight. Are you going to listen to Him? Are you going to let Him help you? It's a thunderous voice, but it's a tender voice. His voice is so loving and kind. Let Him help us tonight, church. Let's let Him help us. God's voice.
That's what 81.
Sinners need to hear. They've heard enough of my voice. They need to hear God's voice.